97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, 1 hour still to go. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday. Thanks for hanging with us. Whether you're in the parental pickup line at school.
Are you saying don't talk about sex?
No. Okay. I was just clearing my throat. Letting people know that you could be there, you could be working, you could be just hanging out on a Monday with the beautiful weather. We're here for you. So, one other final NBA note. Much like you heard right here, Luke Walton is the new coach of the Sacramento Kings. That didn't take long.
You did nail that.
So he is going to take over the reins with another ex-Laker, Vlade Divac, and take control of that young team and hopefully do some things. I think he'll be good there. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And, of course, one thing we haven't got to yet that is definitely worth getting to, and that is our Houston Astros.
Oh.
Three straight sweeps, nine straight wins. They're off today. They play the A's in Oakland tomorrow. But there's a couple statements to be made in those last three sweeps.
Yeah. You know, this wasn't just catching a couple of bad teams at a good time. This was three good baseball teams in the A's, the Yankees, and the Mariners. The Mariners, I think, again, you might already be seeing the fade a little bit. Yeah. They started off hot, 13-2 or something like that. But they're fading a little bit now, getting swept by the Astros, and I still think that, they'll end up third or fourth in the division. But, I mean, right now, nobody was hotter in baseball. They got a plus 35 run differential, which is ridiculous, leading the league in home runs. But the Astros' offense is hot. Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander are still Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander.
And they're not even as good as they're going to be. They're just they're just much better than
that. But I'll take 6 innings and 11 strikeouts from both of those guys every single time, especially with as good as the bullpen is. And you know that if you don't get to them by the 7th with Presley and Osuna, that's over.
I'll say this. I got some concerns in the 7th. Well, a little bit.
I mean, you're going to nitpick. That's one inning.
I'm saying that's a great problem to have because you still have guys like Peacock and other guys you can insert in there.
You're getting 6 innings from all your starters.
Yeah.
And you've got, 8 and 9 are sewed up. You got to get 3 outs with an entire bullpen of Davinsky, Peacock, Will Harris, whoever else.
Rondon and Josh James have been me.
Josh James hasn't looked well at all.
Right.
But, I mean, you got to get 3 outs with those guys. They're in really good shape.
Altuve's on fire. Everyone's hitting.
6 games in a row where he hit a home
run. The Brantley pickup's huge.
Yeah.
Another big clutch hit yesterday to get him back to even with a 2-run base hit. You got to love everything you're seeing out of this team. And like we said, the fact that your number one and number twos are tweaking things, still getting better, and they're going to be fine. And then you look at 3, 4, 5 and know that they're keeping you in games, whether they're dominating or not, is up for debate. That's fine. But they're in a great position right now, and they're only going to get better.
It's still crazy to me that Keuchel doesn't have a spot.
It's still crazy to me
that Craig Kimbrel hasn't signed anywhere that I've seen.
Still Milwaukee, Atlanta were the final two teams I had heard on Kimbrel. I heard with Keuchel, Red Sox kicking the Tigers because of their starting pitcher issues. Yankees looking at him as well.
Yeah.
And again, the Braves were in it early, but with their young pitching staff, I don't think they're going to.
Interesting, man.
It really is. We've said this before, but if you're Dallas Keuchel, you and Scott Boras need to have a really serious talk.
Yeah.
Because whether you thought you were going to get 5 years and 100 mil or not, you didn't think you were going to be unsigned after the first month plus of the season.
Almost a month, huh?
Yeah.
Man, interesting times.
No doubt about it. So Stros in Oakland starting tomorrow night. For another divisional series, so see if they can keep the magic rolling. But nothing to complain about there with the way they're playing, so that's good
stuff.
None
at all.
And in baseball, did you see this whole James Paxton thing?
No.
After the Stros got to him, he was the big Astros killer, Astros were stealing signals. They knew everything that was coming. It's just spilled milk stuff again. Like, really, dude, you dominated the Astros for how long? And you had a bad outing. Just suck it up. You had a bad outing.
Yeah. Okay. So what? Like, everybody steals signals. What are you talking about? Like, that's part of the game.
It's gamesmanship, right?
That's part of the game is they just Like, I feel like that's what happened with Felix Hernandez. To be honest with you, if you look at his numbers, like the first 4 or 5 years of his career versus the Astros, as opposed to the last 4 years versus the Astros, here's what I think happened. And here's what probably happens with a lot of pitchers. You know, sometimes you get a tell on a guy. And when you get that tell, you don't let him know. You don't let anybody else know. But you know it exists and you don't give it away. Now, unless you got a guy on your team that goes to the team where the guy has the tell. So if you lost a guy to, let's say that Marwin Gonzalez would have been a Mariner and they do have a tell on Felix Hernandez, then obviously Marwin's going to be like, yo, they know that you do this. You're tipping your pitches. This is what you do. Because we talked about it all the time. That's how we hit you. But if that didn't happen and you just have the tell, guess what? You just have it. Like, so it could be that they are stealing some signals or they do know certain tendencies, but they also may have a tell on you like they had with you, Darvish, in the playoffs. So the story goes. Just, like, make your pitches. Make your pitches because every single team out there is stealing signs and learning tells on other pitchers if you're tipping your hand.
But when did we get to the point where gamesmanship was suddenly just so illegally taboo that you can't get over it? When it's been going on since the invention of time. If you're that worried about it, then change your signals. Add a different indicator. Do something different.
Right. I mean, if they're doing something illegal, like cheating wise, that breaks the rules of baseball, like they have a guy, they were accused of having a guy in the outfield with a camera. Okay. If you're going to accuse them of that, that's one thing. But if they just know, if they just figure it out, if they can just read the third base coach or whatever and know what's happening, that's baseball, bro. Don't be mad about that.
Here's Paxson's quote, too. I didn't find out I was tipping my pitches when there were guys at second base. So I did find out I was tipping my pitches when there were guys at second base. So they knew what was coming. They were fouling off some pretty good pitches, taking some pretty good pitches. They were stealing some signs. That didn't help. Although he did take responsibility for a poor outing, it sounds like a whole lot of spilled milk. He said they could see if I was going... Oh, here's a quote for you, Nick. Said Paxson, so you could see if I was going soft or hard. He said that Beltran, the ex-Astro, showed me some video. He said, look, take a look at these swings. They wouldn't be making these swings or taking them if they didn't know what was coming.
That's literally everything I just said. Yeah, that's
so
great.
Guess what? Don't do it.
That's baseball. Okay. Guess who's a former Astro? Beltran. Guess what he said? You're tipping your pitches. We know this is what you were doing. Like, yeah, sorry, James Paxson. Don't tip your pitches and it doesn't happen. But everybody does that. If you have a tendency and it shows, people are going to pick up on it. Baseball players don't have anything to do but sit around and watch you on the bench while
and like
you're
you
pitching.
Said, Beltran is in a dugout. He used to be in a dugout where he knows this is something that it's just like anything in sports. If you can find an advantage that you can take advantage of, then you do it. And if these guys are studying videotapes to steal signals, that's on you. Mix it up. Do something different.
Or just don't do that. Don't tip your pitches.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Do the same thing every time.
So,
G-Town Heen said, love the show, off work today. So I'm listening while preparing food for the grill tonight. Happy I get to listen to the whole show today through Wednesday. Oh, good for you. You got 3 days off.
Yep. Thank you for that. That's we always appreciate that.
No pressure. Now we got to make good shows. My guy AR Platinum checked in. He's like, all right, Barry, now that we got your YouTube to over 1,000, got to get you to 1,000 plus listens a week on the podcast. That's my new mission. Love that guy.
This guy's totally Team Barry.
I love that. Yeah. That dude is so popular on
YouTube.
Is he
aware that there's two other members on this program?
Yeah, he doesn't like you. He doesn't like you.
Really?
That's normally the case.
He didn't say that. I'm just thinking if he's Team Barry, then obviously he doesn't like you.
Usually the third.
I just jumped to that conclusion myself.
That's the case. Normally, if they like Barry, I'm out.
Yeah.
I already know. I'm getting the crap into that deal.
I think we're both in that.
I'm okay with that. And I'm good with that. If they like me or not, y'all, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
That helps.
I see how it is, AR Platinum.
But that dude is so popular on.
I know. Apparently he's really successful.
It's crazy.
I know you were showing me some numbers before or some views or stuff or whatever that he had.
That dude, that's wild.
Look,
that's
man, go get your money if you can do it on YouTube.
That's the guy that
it.
Wants to help with the cards and stuff. You need to hit him up. God, he will absolutely take care of you, man.
Gotta get all those cards together.
AR Platinum is the guy. Like, legit the guy. This is Demetrius. It looked like it took three treatments to get rid of the weeds this year in my yard. And I had to pressure wash my rocks. Screw paying $125 a week for someone else to do it. I'm with you, Demetrius.
Grown men problems.
Doing it, yeah.
That are too stubborn to hire someone.
Too poor. You. I'm broke, bro. I got that midday money. I don't have that. I don't have that Joel Blank former Rocket money.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is. I told you what I'm paying, dude. You just got too big a plot of land with too many weeds to whack.
Well, see, now we're back on that again. This is
you just got done explaining. You live on a moat full of weeds, and the dude quit after the first time he showed up. I imagine, like, what's the dude from Tool Time when he used to just come over the fence?
The neighbor. What was the neighbor's name?
Oh, I forget what his name was, but I can just see him Winston? Peeling something like that. But he would peel through the weeds Winslow and be like, "Hello, or... Tim."
Yeah, I forget his name. Wilson.
Wilson. There you go. No, is that the volleyball?
No, that's not the volleyball. Okay.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about them for a long time, and I continue to encourage you guys to give them a call and see what they can do for you. Infuse Energy, I switched about 2 years ago and saved thousands off of my bills from my previous energy provider. They are fantastic. They did exactly what they said they were going to do. They were going to take the time to listen. They were going to ask me as many questions as I would ask them. They wanted to pinpoint when I used energy the most, when I used it the least, if it was for my business or if it was just for me and my family. And then pinpointing the right rate and the right plan that would best suit me to save me money. They've done all of the above and more. So speaking of saving money, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, and right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit, and they go from there. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up and you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits, and that helps to decrease your carbon footprint while you know you're doing something good for the environment. And overall, they're just going to be honest with you. They're like a trusted friend. They're going to be honest and upfront and say, hey, this is what you need. This is what you should do. But they're not going to tell you what to do. And in the rare occasions when they find their competition with a rate better than theirs, they're going to let you know that too. And that's tough. A lot of businesses wouldn't do that. They do that because they want you to know that you can trust them. Whether you do business with them right away or you come back to them down the line and say, I remember these guys and they were honest with me. That's what you want when you do a business deal like an energy provider. That's what Infuse does for you. CEO Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. Give them a try. InfuseEnergy.com or 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, knee-deep, hour number three. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Fred, AJ, Aaron. And you guys don't have to do a darn thing. Number one sports show in the city. Number one sports station. That's always
again.
A good thing.
Again.
New ratings in, not to let the cat out of the bag, but that can be said again.
Killing the game over here at ESPN. So, could we maybe get, since we're killing the game, could we get a new vending machine?
Are you still having problems with that?
I hate that vending machine.
Don't get me started.
This is where you so and Nick much. Are on the same page all day. This will be the first time.
Can't I try to feed it dollars? Won't take them. I brought so much change. I have a whole crown bag full of change in my pocket, and it won't take any of it. I fight with this vending machine more than I fight with my wife.
My favorite part is that it tells you drop the coins in slowly,
or they'll get stuck.
Doesn't work, sir. Yeah, at all.
Slow, fast, dollars, change, quarters, nickels, dimes, doesn't matter.
Sir.
Hopefully he's listening because we need to make some suggestions. He needs to listen because I'm going to help him take this vending machine business to the top.
Who, Gal?
No, it ain't Gal. It's someone else. It's
See,
a company.
If Mr. Gal was, if he was on top of it, he would get his own vending machine in charges.
Be entrepreneurial like he is with everything else.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to say smart because he's the smartest man I know, but I'm just saying. If he was like, hey, let's maximize all the money we make at Gal, man, if he put his own vending machine in, a state-of-the-art where I could actually spend money on something, he would make money. I don't know how this guy's making money. Nobody can buy anything.
I'm assuming.
You can't feed it money. Guess what? In order to get something out, it has to be able to take your currency. And it doesn't.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, the coins have been a disaster. It's one thing when the dollars are not being, you know, they're not taking your dollars.
Yeah.
But when they're not taking your quarters, it's like, okay.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's the whole.
And who likes paydays anyway? Get this, like $1, 3 bites, and you're out.
You almost have to drop yourself.
Get out of here.
Paydays?
Yeah. Not a big fan.
The candy bar.
Here's the thing.
What you think?
We're talking about
check?
A vending
like,
machine.
I love payday. What are you kidding
me? You think he's not getting his check? Oh, payday. Who needs that?
You know, being the world traveler that I am with comedy, driving to all the fancy places like Wichita, Kansas, even they have better vending machines than we do at Gal Media. They have the kind where you can use your credit card.
See, that I don't want.
I want that.
I don't want that.
Why? I don't either.
Because then I'm going to start charging my credit card for all kinds of Cokes. And
you're charging it anyway. You're paying anyways.
No.
I hate.
It's different.
Do you realize as much Diet Coke as I drink at this station every day, I have to, like, as I leave, you know how you do the pat where you, all right, where's my wallet? Where's my keys? Where's my cell phone? You touch all the pockets, make sure everything's there, right? I literally, part of my morning routine is, all right, do I have dollars or change for the vending machine? Every day. I just want to be able to, like, wallet, got it. Okay, that also means I can get Diet Coke at work if I need to. That's just, it should
just
be that easy.
Pre-buy, like,
I
a 12-pack or, like or a 24-pack.
Because everybody up, all the sons of bitches up here drink them.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not the only one that likes Diet Coke.
There are exactly. Vultures in this office that if it's out there, or even if it's in there in the fridge, it's gonna be
those
taken.
Culture map people are the shadiest people in this building. I'm gonna tell you right now. We got some bad interns who will steal your stuff. You can't trust those culture map people.
You remember that back
Steve,
in the day?
Steve might dress fancy. He'll take your stuff.
Remember that back in the day when you had someone take your pizza?
Yeah, I know. That's my point. I'm not bringing anything up here of value. They'll take it. Pizza, towels, all that.
Lettuce.
Got that in. Sorry, Raheel.
Are you, though?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so.
Not at all. Yeah, no. There's a lot of... I'm not bringing my own drinks up here. I'd rather pay a little extra per drink just for the knowing that if you steal it out of the vending machine, that doesn't affect me. So
I just don't get it because, you know, and again, the dilemma's doubled for you because they took away your little fast food place downstairs, too. So
yep.
It's like somebody's got to get on this and realize that if we're near the Galleria... We have a lot of business people, high traffic area. Something's got to work.
I'm thinking about, I don't know if he would approve or disapprove or not care, but I might just bring my own vending machine. I might just go to Sam's and buy one and then just install it here in the studio. And then anybody, it'll work. I'll keep it stocked. And then all the money that goes into it, I'll just buy it to restock it.
Will you though?
Yeah.
You can put your t-shirts in there.
Well, I'm going to do that, too. I'm keeping that money. That's not a bad idea.
I would say you should also keep the profits, because if everybody else is not savvy enough or lazy and they're not going to do it so that it works, if you take the time to put it in here and make it work, I'm sure Mr. Gow will have a cut in that. But
Plus, you're probably going to drop, what, $2,000 on the vending machine? That'll cover, what, 2.5 weeks of your lawn? Like, your lawn expenses? I don't know if you want to do all that, bro.
Have you ever seen the vending machines, like, at the airport? Like, who's buying Beats from a vending machine?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
They have, like, iPhones and
headphones. Remember, we talked about it, Nick.
Yeah, tablets. I dropped, what, 35 or 40 on some headphones I didn't even use at the airport. But it wasn't from the vending machine, to my defense.
Oh.
I went in. But it's crazy to me that someone would actually drop $100 or $150 in any vending machine, even though it's electronics. It just feels weird that I'm charging $150 on my car.
The only thing weird, like, you know, they have, like, Best Buy vending machines and all. The only thing weirder to me is this car that's a vending machine
Lisa
with
and
cars
I, Carvana.
In them.
Lisa and I talk about it all the time. Who could do that?
I'm not walking up. You get this big-ass token. It looks like you're on a Price is Right or and Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, and you just put this big-ass token in, and you get a car out. That's what?
No negotiation?
No, you haven't test drove it. You don't know what.
Pay, and you get a, yeah. And then what happens if it gets stuck, like a real vending machine? You can't just reach your hand in there and pull a car out. Like, it's not happening.
Yeah, Lisa and I've talked about all the time, like, there's certain things vending machines were not made for, and buying a car is one of them.
Drive by, you see some guy trying to rock the vending machine because his car got stuck halfway through. Like, look, he's kicking it like it's going to knock the car out, knock it loose. No, I'm not having that.
I'm not having that.
I can't buy my car. People are like, where'd you get your car? vending machine. What? You want it? Like, was it the little claw thing? Did you just pick it up? That's the next step in the evolution of buying a car, is it won't just be a vending machine. It'll be a claw, and you whatever car you get, that's the car you buy. That's it. Like, you just pick that up. Sorry, you're stuck with a Mini Cooper, grown man. I'm sorry. No, I don't. I'm out on all that.
Yeah, I would not be happy about that. I can my Starburst gets stuck in this vending machine, so I can't even.
Exactly.
Think between how many floors and the first floor with the strip center, that at least one option would be there to get some kind of snack that you need at some point painlessly.
Man, that'd be nice.
I'd like a bunch of food trucks to be rotated in this parking lot. Like,
that would be good,
they
too.
They
put a sign up one day in the building.
But it's the same truck. I want a different food truck every week. I haven't seen it. I haven't tried it. It's on Thursdays, I believe.
What's it called?
I forgot it. The sign's always up there on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Or Wednesdays, I think.
Okay. I'm kind of like, don't trust food trucks.
It depends on the food truck. Believe me.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Some of them look shady.
Absolutely.
I know a guy. In fact, I worked with him this weekend up in Conroe at Jesse Saldana's gig, and he owns a food truck. I wouldn't eat anything he made.
A lot of people make the argument that it is harder to run a food truck than it is a brick and mortar, like, physical location.
Cleanliness-wise, it's got to be a lot harder.
I feel like the kitchen will be dirtier, but at least it's mobile, so you have less chance of rats. Now, yeah, you might have some roaches in there, I'm guessing, but rats would be a lot harder
but
to
germs,
get.
Germs, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be more prevalent.
You definitely don't be surprised if you get diarrhea from a food truck.
Because you got outside.
Like, that's just like, that's on the menu on most of them.
And the other thing is, you can't.
What do you want on the side? Do you want indigestion or diarrhea?
But you got, with windows open, you got
supersize
the outside environment coming in. You got the filthiness of the inside. At the end of the day, are you just parking the truck? Are you cleaning it like they do at the restaurants once you close? I don't know.
And it's almost impossible to not sweat in there. In any weather, it could be 30. It could be 30 degrees outside, but inside that food
closed
truck,
quarters,
on the level of hot it goes hell and then food truck.
Yeah.
It's like 1-2, and depending on what you're making, it might be a tie. It might be.
And then they're like making your French fries, and they're sweating all over your food.
That reminds me of a bit Dusty Slade did where he talked about working at the Golden Corral. And there was a guy who's mixing green beans and sweat's dropping at him. He's like, yeah, makes them salty.
Oh, God. And then you get the person that's going, no, because the heat and the grease kill all the germs.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Mm-mm. Not good. You know what is good, though? GetUpside is good. GetUpside gets you cash back on the stuff you buy. Like food. We're talking about eating. Hey, man, if you eat out, if you like Wendy's, you like Popeye's, you like Burger King, you like Cyclonia's Mexican food, you like Candelaria's pizza, hey, get upside and get cash back when you eat at those places. My guy Clarence said he did that. Went to those places the first two times he used the app and got $5 cash back in his pocket. Get upside is completely free. Download it from your app store. Put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app, because you can get cash back on gas as well as the food that I just mentioned. They have over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon. Now, listen, a lot of times you hear people in radio like myself talk to you about a product, but they don't necessarily use that product. They may have used it once. I use GetUpside all the time. AJ uses GetUpside all the time. My wife uses it. Listeners are sending me screenshots of how much money they've got. Guys, this works. It's completely free. If you have not downloaded it yet, do yourself a favor. Download GetUpside to your phone. Put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and start getting cash back. It's that easy. It was featured on Channel 13. This stuff works. It's a no-brainer. If you buy gas or you buy food and eat out during the week for lunch, GetUpside. Put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back and thank me later. And we'll be right back after this. This is Usual Suspects at ESPN 97.5. 60 seconds. We'll be back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of a Monday on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be on this fine day in the big city. A little housekeeping, keeping boys. We said it was tax day. Also, yep. Jackie Robinson Day. for Major League Baseball. So for those of you that are casual observers of baseball, don't be surprised and alarmed when everybody's wearing the same number today, 42.
I don't know why they do it on a Monday, though.
It's a weird day. Normally they do it over a weekend.
Monday's a travel day. They should have done it on a Tuesday or a Sunday.
I think you have the ability, if you don't play tonight.
You do it tomorrow.
So I think the Astros will probably do it tomorrow. Okay. So that's interesting. Also, Judgment Day if you're a Seahawks fan. Because Russell Wilson laid down the gauntlet about a month ago and said, by April 15th, I either have a new deal or I'm not signing an extension, which means basically he can walk. A lot of people betting that the Giants are chomping at the bit going, hey, if you don't want him, we'll take him. Your thoughts on where he ends up?
I mean, all signs point to the Giants right now as being the front runner, interested in him. Tyrann Mathieu came out and said, yeah, he wants to be in New York, but you didn't hear that from me. I think the Giants, I could see them trading their picks and whoever else to get a guy like Russell Wilson. So I think right now, just based on all the information that exists and not because I know anybody or anything, looks like New York.
If you're a Seattle fan, first of all, aren't you pissed off? That's just a stupid move.
I think so, but they've got their own issues. One of the guys that follows me on Twitter was talking about the fact that they got a lot of people they still have to pay. They've lost a lot of people already.
Yeah, but Barry, I mean, you can pay to your heart's content, but if we said how important a quarterback is, and especially a guy that quietly, because people still think about the Aaron Rodgerses and the Tom Brady's or the, you know, all these different quarterbacks as top. Russell Wilson's stats can compete with anybody.
You don't want to just move on from Russell. Russell Wilson isn't a guy you move on from.
Right.
You know, Alex Smith is a guy you probably move on from.
Yep.
What was his name? Carson. Not Carson.
What's his name with Minnesota now that was with Washington is a perfect example, too, of a guy that you don't want to keep paying and paying and paying when you don't know if he's going to be the franchise guy.
I was saying Carson Palmer in Cincy.
When he went to Arizona.
Andy Dalton. Yeah. Those are guys you move on from. A guy like Russell Wilson, not a guy you just move on from. My buddy Victor Tran had the best joke on Twitter about it. Follow him if you like a funny guy, because he's hilarious. At VictoriousBIG93. But he tweeted this out this morning. I retweeted it. Russell Wilson was celibate until he married Ciara. I believe he can hold out against the Seahawks.
That is fantastic.
That is a great joke, great line.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And no doubt about
it. What if you're Kirk Cousins? I mean, that you know what? The Redskins said you're good. You're not 25 million plus good and let him walk. And where have they gotten? You know, and obviously unfortunate injury to another guy, like you said, Alex Smith. But on the flip side, with little to no help in the last couple of years, he has carried you and propelled you to being in contention for playoffs and other things. How do you just let that guy walk?
Yeah, even I know he's, what, 30, 31, something like that.
Still athletic, getting you yards on the ground. I think that's a huge mistake if you're the Seahawks and you let this day go by without getting a deal done. Now, his agent is in town. They said they have been knee-deep in conversations.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
They did say, too, that, you know, if they don't get a deal done today, then he's not going to sign anything long-term, but he would honor a franchise tag. Both. But, boy, if he gets a second one, he is going to make a grip.
Yeah.
So I would honor a second franchise tag, too, if I was him.
And it goes back, like I said, to Cousins. You're not going to shy away. Yeah, you want a long-term deal. But he went to back-to-back franchise deals. He cashed in like a mother. And then when they didn't want him, he was primed to get another monster deal from the Vikings. Good luck with that if you're the Vikings. It didn't work out so much in year one. But, yeah, if you're the Seahawks, he's done too much for the franchise. He's everything you do marketing-wise. He's on the field. He has lived up to billing. I just think you're making a huge mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't try to move on. Somebody said they bought their car from Carvana.
Why?
I bought my car from Carvana, but I had it delivered and was able to test drive it for 7 days. Oh, well, that's not bad. If you can...
You know what? When you think about it, with the advent of online purchasing for cars, because a lot of people do that. They're in Houston. They buy the car online. They drive it to them. You know, like, that's been kind of common for at least 5 years. Because there's internet... There's always, like, an internet sales department now. What's the difference between that and...
But Carvana, that's not the vending machine, though, is it?
I thought that's what it was.
Is it?
That's what I was saying last segment.
I'm pretty sure I said that.
Okay.
I'm almost positive it is.
I wasn't sure. I thought there was another one that started with a V. I don't know. Maybe it's because...
If there's more than one, then there's a money to be made with stupid marketing opportunities everywhere.
Steelers fan Juan said, I heard in Vegas there's a vending machine with hookers. Nope. That is 1,000%
false. That's probably Amsterdam.
Probably.
Put more than your coins in this. No.
As much as it pains me to read this.
Go ahead.
I guess.
Why do I feel like this is going to be directed at me?
It's one of us.
Team suspects. Let me know if you guys have anything I can send some people your way. Hashtag Nick and Joel matter. That's from AR Platinum.
Big fan of AR now.
Nope. Don't like that guy.
AR Platinum, appreciate you.
Take back everything I said nice about that guy. Screw him.
But Carvana says, and I'm not trying to like, it just says it's an online thing. It doesn't say it's a...
I thought so too, but I guess they do have a vending machine. It's the big tower.
Oh, no, there is. They do have a vending machine.
On the highway here, there's one
No,
there.
They okay. do say, they have a vending machine, one it says right here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you can do it online only as well.
Oh, okay. I don't know. There's something about...
I got to drive it, man. I got to see it.
No doubt about it.
It's got to be on the lot, and I'm not buying a car that's not on the lot. If they say, hey, I'm going to order this for you, I'm going to say, no, I don't want the car.
Well,
straight up.
So I drove, when I bought my car, I drove a Camry, and then I drove the Accord because I wanted to compare the two first before I made my decision because I had narrowed it down to those two. And then when I was like, all right, well, this is the one I want, they were like, well, we don't have that, so we're going to have to get it from another dealership. So you either
I got screwed.
Settle or, you know.
The dealership screwed up my car when they were doing oil changes and burnt the engine out.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to take full responsibility, but they said, so if you want to get something new right now, we'll order it for you and we'll give it to you for basically our cost.
Oh, no. You got screwed.
And I did all the research on the prices and I got the best price possible, but I never even test drove it and they had it come in. And then when I was able to test drive it before I actually bought, but I drove it down. I went down there to pick it up, got to the dealership, and I'm like, man, this is like, seems all fat, too fast for me. I got a great deal. But in retrospect, I would have liked to have done more than what you did. Check different models, different brands.
What they were doing was they wanted to hurry up and get this.
They wanted to cover up their mistake, mm-hmm. take my car as like a trade and swept it under the rug, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't have done
that.
Yeah,
in retrospect, I'd have done it differently. I'd have done a vending machine.
As a former car salesman, I can tell you, anytime a dealership wants you to hurry when it comes to anything, you're getting screwed.
They knew that they screwed
up. You are getting screwed, whether it's buying the car, whether it's getting something fixed. If they're rushing you, you're getting screwed.
Pretty much.
Promise you on that.
I hate buying cars in general. I want my car to last forever. I hope. Yeah. I hate car salesman. That's probably why I hate Barry. I hate everything that has to do with buying a car.
I'm with you. But at the same time, in retrospect, I would have done it a different way. I would have test driven several different models and brands. But
my brother was a car salesman. He said he hated himself after it. Like, he literally, like, he hated it.
You shower three times a day and feel scummy dirty. Right?
Yeah.
All right. We want to tell you that we like to give back to you, the suspects. So we also want to remind you that if your child has ever dreamed of playing football with Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson, you now have the opportunity. Kids in grades 1 through 8 can attend the Academy Sports and Outdoors Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp in partnership with First Community Credit Union, powered by Reliant, May 11th, Episcopal High School. Head to ESPN975.com to register to win a lucky spot for one child to join Deshaun and his Houston area coaches for small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun. It's going to be a great deal. And of course, you would love to have your child participate. For more information, head to ESPN975.com and check it out. But hopefully you get your kids involved there.
Jason on Twitter said Jackie Robinson Day is April 15 because that was when he made his major league debut. That makes sense if it's on a Monday.
Yeah, and as long as like...
It just sucks that it's on a travel day.
Yeah, so as long as the teams that don't play today can do it tomorrow, then mm-hmm. it's all good in the neighborhood. So there you go. All right, we're going to have a break here. We're going to come back, wrap the show up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. So let's finish strong, fellas. It's more The Usual Suspects in mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Mm-hmm. Nicholas, do you want to...
Run that back?
Run that back for the listeners.
I'm going to do it on the air.
What song this is?
Okay.
Why are you claiming you had sex with my grandma, my dead grandma? Why are you doing that?
You think you know why?
Why?
Because you said
Barry said that. Can you believe that, Esme?
Yeah, I did say that.
The sweetest person on Gal Media is in the studio.
Everybody loves
Esme. And she heard you say that.
I did. Banged his grandma.
You want to tell Esme why Barry said that?
Yeah. Let's run it through why. Because so Nick picks this song. It's Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball. Nick picks this song. What's the name of the song, Nick?
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball?
And what did you say? It was from?
I said it was the 1949 version, and I stopped right there.
No, you did not.
And then you said, so you guys were definitely around and heard it. And I said, yeah, I was listening to it while I banged your grandma.
So
that's what I said.
His response
is, I don't take it back.
So, Esme, tell him how rude he is.
I'm not rude. What?
That's not nice. I'm so sorry, but that is not nice.
That was, it's okay, Esme.
You're right. We didn't think it was nice when Nick said it either, but we weren't going to say anything about it on the air.
Yeah, Nick is the mean one on this show, just so you know, Esme.
Well, it's a grandma. Come on.
She's
your
hot.
Your age is, everybody knows you're not 50 or 60, but you're not old.
Well, he said I was.
Barry said the Geritol did wonders.
He's old. They're both old.
Yeah.
He's old enough to bang my grandma, obviously.
Look, yeah, see? That's what we get. No, I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for Nick, and you shouldn't either, Esme. Get out of here, Nick. You old hating ass Nick.
Bye, Esme. By the way, if you ever stop by Gal Media or call the station, Esme's the best.
Yep. Everybody's like, man, who's the hot chick up front?
It's Esme. They sure do.
That is Esme. Sweetest person by far in the building. Next to me.
We have faces for radio.
It goes me and then Esme as far as sweetness.
Not even close.
And then hotness-wise, it goes Esme and then me.
That's even close.
No?
So which broadcast did you guys watch last night, AT&T or TNT?
I was at the game. I didn't watch.
Oh, that's right. You were at the game.
TNT.
I did, too. Because I want to see. I want to hear what the national people have to say.
I just don't want to hear he shot it from Cleveland. That's all. I just don't want to hear that.
Here's what I do want to hear. Aside from that, too, I want to hear the national perspective. And if it is a stinker of a game, I also want to be entertained. And I know that I can full-blown have that with the TNT folks because they're just going to yuck it up, whereas the Rockets guys, I love Murph, but they're going to reel Murph in. They're not going to allow him to say exactly what he feels and thinks.
Oh, you're talking afterwards. I'm talking during the broadcast and after. Oh, well,
the home games.
Okay. I thought you were just talking about the live broadcast of the game
itself. Well, that too.
Play-by-play.
So the
you're
overall.
Talking post-game.
But I also want to hear the guys in the studio, but I also look forward to when you get between Shaq and Charles getting into it. You always want to hear what Charles has to say. Well, evidently the halftime show was a human juggling act yesterday, and it was a guy kind of with his legs juggling women.
That sounds like a Saturday night for Nick.
It's possible, but basically because of Nick's tendencies too, Charles, as we all know, has been very critical of women in San Antonio. He did not let this opportunity pass to not take another shot at the women of the Alamo City.
Oh, my Chuck can do that right now. Entertainment in Houston.
I bet you couldn't do that to them big-ass women in San Antonio.
We're not even in San Antonio.
No, you can do that to them little skinny Houston women. You can't do that to them big old women in San Antonio.
Why not, Chuck?
You kick one of them big old women in San Antonio, they'll just fly through.
What about Victoria's Secret?
Oh, Victoria's Secret down there.
She's still a secret?
Victoria's a secret. He loves that line. Victoria's a secret down there.
That is so funny.
He's never going to let up.
I love that. That's so funny.
He's literally the one guy that can get away with it on national TV.
You would think you're like, oh, this is getting so old. It's not. Every time I hear him do it and he does it, it's just as funny as the first time he did it and does it. So,
yep.
That's outstanding. I thoroughly enjoy that.
Did you see this too? That Caron Butler pulled a Kenny Smith?
No, I didn't.
Caron Butler showed up with hair on NBA TV last night.
Oh, no.
A full head of hair. His kids didn't even know about it. And his kids, the wife videotaped him at home. They were watching the screen going, oh, my God, he's got... He went with a full Kenny Smith. I don't know if it was a weave or a transplant. He all of a sudden shows up and bald with a full head of hair.
Did he grow it?
I don't know what happened, but I was like, oh, my God.
You know, like, they have this new thing where... black guys, they try to get waves in their hair. Like, mm-hmm. that's so they'll wear wave caps and they'll brush it all the time, brushing it forward because you want the waves. That's when you know you got good hair, is when you have the waves. And much like you can buy a weave, and this isn't just about, like, white girls wear weaves. Like, this is a, you talk about cultural appropriation. Even white girls are getting weaves now. But they sell these, basically it's the men's version of a weave where you can have waves glued into your head. Did he do that?
This is what he looks like now.
It says that he showed up later in the day without the hair. So it, you know, it was a hair piece.
This is what he looked like before. I'm going to retweet this right now. So before and after.
Bruh.
It's pretty, talk about suspects, but it's pretty suspect what he had going on.
Wow. That is insane.
Apparently Shaq is willing to throw up the money to bring his hair back because he took it off.
This is.
I wonder if he was like, you know how sometimes we're late for the show and you're running in. You're like,
that would
oh
be
God.
You, not us. But go ahead.
You really want to start that again?
There's only 5 minutes left
in
the show.
Mr. almost got let go because he couldn't make the morning show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about that.
But I was like, I'm thinking, like, what if he was just in the dressing room and they were like, yo, Karan, you're on it too. And he's like, oh, crap, I can still got to do it. I got to, and he just runs out. And about halfway to the set, he's like, damn, I left my hair in the room. So now you just go on without your hair.
Oh, that would be weird.
Remember
that
I showed you guys the pictures? Worst. At least he wasn't Carlos Boozer.
At least he wasn't Jason Witten.
But yeah, true. But remember I said to Carlos Boozer, he did, when I brought it up and you looked it up, he did the spray hair.
Oh, yeah.
He sprayed the top and then he like did something with the goatee to match, to try and dye it. And it was like, it was so obvious. It looked like a Sharpie went wild.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not good at all. No. Hey, real quick, you know what it is good? I just wanted to tell you guys before we get out of here, besthotelrates.com. Most of us do a little bit of traveling throughout the year, and we got to book hotels. And I've got something you should try, besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide. And then they pass those discounts on to you. It's really easy to use. You just go to besthotelrates.com. You put in your destination, put in the travel dates. Boom, you're looking at discounted rates from hotels. You could pay more, but why? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Save your money. Book your hotels through besthotelrates.com.
There you go.
Yeah. The wave thing is always like, I don't know why that is. Like, I've never stopped to ask. Maybe our black delegates in the congregation could tell us. But I don't know why that's considered, like, the holy grail of hair mm-hmm. for black dudes. But to get the waves, I know that's just it. That's, like, that's top of the line. I don't know why. I don't know what that signifies.
I mean, it's been you're right, because I've always seen it. But I feel like it still exists. It just doesn't exist as much.
Yeah, I want to know.
It's still
like,
a style, but it's not as big a style.
What does it signify? Because, I mean, it means something, apparently. There's meaning behind it. I just have no idea what it is. So I'm curious. I would like to know. Maybe we're asking too late in the day, but hit me on Twitter. I want to know what's the significance of the waves.
And you know that the hair thing was always a big issue because LeBron and his headband that kept getting to beach towel size was a deal. And when Ketino Mobley was losing his and he did the early one, remember, left you with like a line on the back of your head.
Right.
And everybody thought, well, when you grow enough hair, you can cover it up. And there were guys that did it that obviously in the NBA, you can't wear a hat and you could see the line and it looked like a zipper across the back of his head.
That's why I said Carlos Boozer looks like he put on a Lego hair
piece. Oh, it was bad, man.
You know those Lego where you just put the hair on? Oh, that's exactly what it looked
awful.
Like.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Nope.
Guys, what are we doing with our lives if you're not watching
Game of
Thrones?
I thought you were a fan. Nick and I said we're not fans.
I watched it.
Okay.
That's why
I'm
asking. Wait
a second. I asked you in the first hour. You said no.
I told you he was.
I said yes.
You said you were playing video games.
No, I said I didn't watch my show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that.
I watched Game of Thrones.
My bad. I
wasn't
paying attention.
I watched it, recorded the start of the Rockets. See, John Lopez, it's not that hard. I'm still a Rockets fan. It's amazing.
There were more than John Lopez that pointed it out.
It's amazing how technology works. That's the beauty of it. You can watch one thing and then watch another thing, and no one has to tell you you're a bad fan. It's
Does
so
he know
cool.
how to use on demand, though?
Bro, I don't know. I feel like he still has a flip phone. Like, okay. I do. I don't know.
I don't know him. I'm just asking.
I don't know him either, but I feel like he would have a pull-out 8-track in his car still.
Like I said, he wasn't the only one in local sports. Members Only was also calling out everybody, including his wife.
Members Only.
Adam Clanton, he was out there calling out his wife and everybody else, if you dare watch Game of Thrones instead of Rockets basketball.
Bro, come on. I mean, I know it's a struggle right now to get the show off the ground, but just saying crazy things for the sake of crazy things doesn't
I will admit
doesn't make it true. Like, it just doesn't, like, if you're going to sit here and tell someone they're a bad fan because they choose to watch something else and then still watch the game, that's just a reach. Like, I mean.
I just wanted you and AJ to be listening to the radio yesterday.
Why?
Because I was listening to the Astros game. I had to run some errands. I had Taylor. I came back in, and then I was shuffling the cars around, so I got in kind of right before the Rockets game, and I heard the pre-game show was on.
Okay.
And
There's a pre-pre
before they go to Bart Ennis.
Okay.
And it was Matt Thomas and Adam Clanton. And I heard Matt say something about the fact that people think that you're a Twitter bully to Clanton. And Clanton was like, I don't start anything on Twitter. I finish them. I put folks to bed. And I was like, Lord. God, if Bear here, AJ was listening.
I don't
please,
even care about
the
that.
One time. I was like, oh, my God. It would have been fantastic.
I'm fascinated that he would just take great pride in that. Like, yeah, I shut people down on Twitter. Guys with 8 followers, I'm out there shutting them down.
I was like, man.
I will admit, Twitter did make me want to start watching Game of Thrones, but no.
Really?
Yeah, the Twitter, I mean, Twitter was just.
Passion.
It was like they were so excited about it.
I'm telling you, I was giddy. And I don't even, I'm not that guy. I told my wife, I said, listen, if you, I'm going to watch this season, and I know you're not going to watch it, and this is the last one. But if you wanted to rewatch Game of Thrones from the beginning, I would sit down and do that with you. And I'm not a rewatch guy. If
would
I've
you
seen
really?
Some,
the whole Nick and Nick, we're talking about absolutely. This morning. It was like 8 years
I was
worth
texting
the
my friend absolutely. About it yesterday, and I was like, dude, that would take years of my life. And no. They were like, no, it wouldn't take that long. But I some mean, of you, these episodes are 2 hours. It's a full-blown
you've
movie.
You've never binge-watched anything? You've never sat down and over a weekend knocked out a whole series?
Prison Break, actually.
You binge watched. How many seasons was it?
Which I was tweeting at this guy. You know, Snyder, the Utah Jazz head coach?
Yes. Quinn Snyder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that villain from.
Yeah.
Dude, doesn't he look like him? Doesn't he remind you of him at least?
Oh, yeah. He does.
That he was like the drug addict, like detective that ended up going to jail in Panama.
He looks a lot like him.
Yeah. Every time I see Coach Snyder, I think about him. Every single time.
He does look like him. No, I would totally watch that. And I told my wife. And I'm not a guy, other than like maybe. What's it called? Tommy Boy? I'd watch that. I've watched that over and over, but.
Oh, Tommy Boy's great.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? I had a good time on Twitter during the game. I was tweeting Joe Ingles. Did you see my Joe Ingles?
Yeah, I saw
it. I was basically seeing like how many I could come up with. He does look like a guy that does that kind of stuff. Like, I was just saying stuff like Joe Ingles still has a beeper. Like, he looks like the kind of guy that, you know, like, would still play in chucks and goggles, sports goggles, with a headband. I don't know. I had a good
everybody
time last
bangs
night doing
on
that.
Him, but you know what? He can shoot it pretty good.
But he's got that old school YMCA white guy three-point shot. Like, that behind the neck. Like, it's just, I don't know.
So does Korver. Korver has, like, that perfect.
Oh, it's perfect.
Perfect
free throw. There's a big difference between
it's
those
pretty.
Two. Yeah. It's pretty. Textbook. Yeah, is.
No doubt.
He's just slower than.
Hey, what is this? Was this off air or on?
It was off air. Okay. Intern Isaac said there was someone that was willing to donate a vending machine for you, Barry. So I don't know if this guy is telling the truth.
Okay.
But he gave you his information, and maybe you can get something done.
Interesting. I'll have to start. I'll start this with AJ, and we'll see where it goes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nick, that could be hope for you with the vending machine too, Barry. What? An entrepreneurial opportunity.
I like it.
There you have it. All right. The Blitz is coming up next. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Y'all have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Same time, same channel.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.